One of the 10 great lies of the devil is that God's word isn't relevant anymore today. What do you think? One of my favourite TV dramas ever to come out of the US is called The West Wing. Listen to these words of one of the main characters, President Jeb Bartlett, as he confronts a conservative Christian radio talk show host. This is what he says in challenging her understanding of the Bible. I'm interested in selling my youngest daughter into slavery as sanctioned in Exodus chapter 21, verse 7. She's a Georgetown sophomore, speaks fluent Italian, always cleaned the table when it was her turn. What would be a good price for her? My chief of staff insists on working on the Sabbath. Exodus chapter 35, verse 2 says clearly he should be put to death. Am I morally obligated to kill him myself, or is it okay to call the police? Here's one that's really important, because we've got a lot of sports fans in this town. Touching the skin of a dead pig makes you unclean, Leviticus chapter 11, verse 7. If they promise to wear gloves, can the Washington Redskins still play football? Can Notre Dame? Can West Point? Think about those questions, will you? Now, okay, the woman whom he confronted wasn't a very nice person, granted. But how would you react to this challenge? It's pretty confronting stuff for someone who says that they believe that the Word of God is true, that it's breathed by the Holy Spirit, infallible and inerrant, as relevant today as when it was written. So, what do you think? How would you respond to President Bartlett? Is God's Word true? Is it still relevant today? Well, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. That's what the Bible says about the Bible. That's what God's Word says about God's Word. But what do you say? The truth is that you and I are no longer under that Old Testament law, Romans chapter 6, verse 14. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under the law, but under grace. So that whole tirade from the fictional character President Bartlett is a complete deception. But it's a deception that anybody who believes in Jesus, anybody who dares to believe that the Word of God is as true and relevant today as it was in the first century AD, is going to hear over and over again. The Bible isn't just some old, stuffy, irrelevant book. It's not some old historical document. It's the living Word of the living God, and he's still speaking his love through it to you and me. That's God's word, fresh for you today.